The long-running debate over executing state prisoners is again surfacing in the Montana legislature, as two men sit condemned to die in Deer Lodge. In every regular legislative session this century, Montana lawmakers have questioned the ethics and financial costs of the state killing people who commit heinous crimes. The latest attempt to abolish the death penalty is House Bill 350, carried by Missoula Republican Mike Hopkins.
It's a death penalty under which no one dies. It does the opposite of what it's supposed to accomplish, and it does it in one of the dumbest ways possible. It costs way more money than what these individuals are experiencing right now, which is life in prison.
Hopkins characterized the state's death penalty law as expensive and inefficient. The two men who are currently on death row in Montana have been there for around 30 years each, Hopkins pointed out during his bill's first hearing Monday. A fiscal note from the Governor's Office of Budget and Program Planning says death penalty cases are unpredictable, so it's difficult to quantify the costs or savings to the state in abolishing the death penalty and replacing it with life without parole. However, the Public Defender's Office says the two capital cases the office is handling now cost about $500,000 a year to staff. Other arguments for getting rid of the death penalty were philosophical.
We kill people to teach people that they shouldn't kill people.
Susan DeBree is a reverend with the United Methodist Church in Sheridan. Her daughter Gretchen was murdered almost 30 years ago in Great Falls. DeBree says the killer was never found.
But my personal reasons for supporting the abolition of the death penalty come from the perspective of believing that in using it, we continue to model the taking of life to settle scores.
However, several opponents of abolishing the death penalty say it helps keep potential other victims safe. Jeff Laslofly is the president of the Montana Family Foundation, although he says he spoke for himself in support of the death penalty.
What do we do with a person that commits murder, is sent to prison, and then continues to murder, maybe not just once, maybe subsequent murders?
Laslofly points out death row inmate William J. Gallahan was already serving a life sentence on a 1985 deliberate homicide conviction when he beat and killed another prison inmate in the early 1990s. The other death row inmate is Canadian Ronald Allen Smith, who was sentenced to death in 1983 for killing two people near East Glacier. The last state execution in Montana was in 2006, and although Montana's death penalty law is still on the books, it's unclear if or when the state will carry out another execution. In 2015, a state judge ruled that one of the drugs used in the Montana Department of Corrections lethal injection mix did not meet the legal requirement of being, quote, ultra-fast acting, unquote. That means the state doesn't currently have a legal alternative to execute death row inmates. While the Montana Senate has passed a bill to abolish the death penalty three times over the last decade and a half, the idea hasn't won support of the House. 31 states in the country have the death penalty. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.